One final issue about AIs. I'm curious what your take is about the fact that currently there is no statistical improvement in survival when you use an AI compared to tamoxifen. Now, of course, you could also get into the issue of an AI versus control, which wasn't looked at. You have to kind of think indirectly based on what you know about tamoxifen. It does look clearly like there are fewer recurrences with AIs compared to tamoxifen. How do you put that all together, and what do you think it means clinically?
I think that it's likely that both actually have a modest survival advantage. There may be a reason why the survival advantage is less striking than the recurrence advantage. And that is that what AIs do is they really blunt very dramatically second cancers. And when these are counted in as part of the recurrence, which they often are, you have to remember tamoxifen cuts your rate of recurrence by 50%. AIs cut it by 75%. In other words, even more than tamoxifen. And so, particularly in low-risk populations, a lot of the events that are being prevented are second cancers, which are unlikely to be lethal events. So you seem to have a bigger impact on recurrence events than you do have on survival events. The evidence is compelling that taking hormonal therapy in postmenopausal women, if you're estrogen receptor positive, lessens your risk of recurrence and improves your survival. Is that your question?
Yeah, it's, you know, that I think that this debate about whether, you know, an AI causes a survival advantage compared to tamoxifen is fine. You know, it would be great if it did, but I think it's getting translated that there's no survival advantage to AI therapy. And I don't think that's right.
Yes, I agree with your concern. I mean, hormonal therapy in estrogen receptor positive patients, if it were invented today, it would make the cover of everything. It's a 40% reduction in the risk of recurrence, a 30% reduction in the risk of mortality. That's huge. And those numbers, by the way, are quite comparable with those for trastuzumab. And so, I mean, we all kind of accept it, but it is an enormous benefit for patients who are estrogen receptor positive. And not only that, but those numbers I'm quoting are at 10 years of follow-up. We don't really know what those numbers are going to be for trastuzumab yet. So the real revolution in breast cancer, you know, when we actually began to use biologically guided therapy, was really 30 years ago when we began to use the estrogen receptor.
Well, plus the fact that when you talk about ER positivity, you're talking about 2/3 or more of the patients. You talk about HER2 positivity, it's 20%. So in terms of number of people affected, big difference.
Hormonal therapy is still the backbone of adjuvant therapy for breast cancer patients.